Time for our weekly visit with our job genius, Chad Grude from Express Employment Professionals. Good morning, Chad.
Bruce, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I guess this morning we're going to talk about a collaboration you have with the Lorain County Urban League.
Yes.
And they've got a young, exciting leader who is enthusiastic about things. They got a new facility that they're at, so they're always looking for some new things, and this is something. Tell me about this collaboration.
Yeah, the collaboration, I met Frank Whitfield probably shortly after we first opened back last May. So it's been about a year in a relationship, and you know, Frank is one of those individuals that when you come across, you know there's something special there. And for a young man and what he's doing with the Lorain County Urban League and the community, our talks and our collaboration has led towards a mutual interest in really making an impact in Lorain County. And for those that don't know Lorain County Urban League and what the Urban League does, is they truly invest in education and youth development in the communities that they serve, and coaching, mentoring, exploration and exposure to opportunities, readiness and preparation. And a lot of it is synergy with what we do at Express Employment Professionals. Our core wheelhouse, if per se, is helping people find the right jobs, helping companies find the right people, and helping companies grow into organizations where employees want to work. And part of that is working with individuals where they're at and helping them develop the skills. And I was at our Rotary meeting about a month or so ago. I was talking to one of our members, 92 years old, and I had asked him, what are one of the biggest life lessons that you've learned in 92 years? And, you know, he looked at me and he said, Chad, it would have been in World War II when the Germans were advancing against me and I was on the front lines. And the biggest learning lesson that I had was to find a foxhole that's already been dug. And he said, I spent 4 days in that foxhole. And so in my mind, I'm as I'm listening to him speak, I'm thinking about Frank and the Urban League and what we do. And it's like, why try to reinvent the wheel for a lot of the stuff that Frank has developed and does great over at the Urban League? And why have him reinvent the wheel on finding the right talent and fitting the right people in the right companies and the companies? And so we've been talking about how do we deliver the holistic message. And that's what's brought us really together on a mission to make a difference, unified together in Lorain County. So I think there's great things to come, and you know, I'm excited about it. I know Frank's excited about it. He and his wife are a phenomenal couple, and I see them making big things happen in years to come.
Maybe there isn't a name for it yet, but what do you see? How is this process of the collaboration going to work? Other than both of you agreeing, people need to get back to work. We have some people that are underserved, unable to get it. How can you help out? Where do you see? What is the goal, or what's the process that's taking it there?
Well, I think the process is being led by something greater. And we get to meet thousands of individuals throughout the year from Lorain County that are struggling, that are hurting, whether it be financially, emotionally. And, you know, we help them to the ability that we can. And Frank's leadership at the Urban League has resources for individuals on financial planning, housing, you know, all those services that can really help somebody get back on their feet and get moving back forward in life and feel purposeful and bring that ray of hope back into their life. And if we can do that one person at a time, I believe that Lorain County can be a phenomenal place to bring businesses and to live in community. So, I mean, that's a vision that I embrace. It's a vision that Frank embraces. It's a vision that several other entities throughout the county embrace, and we're just working in that direction.
And it's a way to solve other problems, in a sense. And obviously everything doesn't get solved, but if you can find employment for a person who maybe at some point had been homeless or had issues or maybe is not educated enough, you're looking to put them to work, then they become a valuable part of society and they don't choose other paths that maybe take them in a direction that would be detrimental, not only to themselves, but to the community.
To the community. Right. Yeah, to the community as a whole. I'll share one story with an individual. I work closely with Lorain County Recovery Court and several individuals. The stories that we hear at a young age, I mean, we're talking 10, 11, 12 years old, turning to drugs and alcohol to cover up hurt and pain. And it just continues to go on and on. And I had a conversation with one of the gentlemen that we're helping find employment. He's in his mid-30s, and we're trying to find him employment within a vicinity where he can, I said, find a job for you where you can ride a bike to work. And the gentleman said to me, I'm 30-some years old, and I don't know how to ride a bike. And so, it really opened my eyes to, just something as simple that we take for granted. Every kid knows how to ride. I mean, every kid was taught how to ride a bike.
Right. Now, Chad, I will tell you, though, I haven't ridden a bike in a while, so it would take me at least part of a weekend, I think, to take care of it. But it's interesting you find that because there are certain things that maybe have prevented people from doing something they may be too embarrassed to talk about or
exactly.
be able to share. And once you kind of get past it, maybe joke about it a little or just being able to fix that, then other opportunities can open up for them.
And that's what we shared with them. We said, one of the things you're going to learn with working with us is we're going to teach you how to ride a bike because that's going to open up more opportunities for you. And it's just going to be a confidence builder, and it's going to fill some of those gaps that had probably led to the fact of being have to rely on a substance to make you feel good.
Right. It's interesting, too, you talk about this collaboration with the Urban League and getting people who maybe have been scarred in some way and not able to get through. I wonder if sometimes with you, Express, you kind of, because the people that you're employing, they kind of have you as a buffer a little bit. So the employer, if they had gone into that employment place to get a job, the people maybe said, this doesn't really fit. Not quite sure if you're going to work out. But coming through your organization, there's a little bit of, if I want to use the word, credibility to it so that they can get a chance to do that, show what they can do.
Sure.
That they might not have gotten if you're not there to kind of give a little bit of a, a Chad Grood seal of approval type of a thing Express Pros, I guess.
Yeah, I would say Express Pros seal of approval to say, from a quick glance, we as a human in human nature, prejudge or look at one small part of a resume or one small part of a person and disqualify them when really once you get to know somebody and you understand the behaviors driving some of the past things that you can do some refining, you can give somebody some clear expectations, you can set the stage for an individual to change and reinvent themselves. And one of our shows here coming up later on, I'm going to invite a guest who I've had the opportunity to meet through the Urban League, and that's Betty Halliburton. And she has a great story about reinventing yourself and overcoming fear in order to move forward and in a different direction for bigger opportunities.
Well, it's a way also for them to have somebody to sort of fall back on, whether it's you at Express Employment Professionals or Frank over at the Urban League. You're also there as a little bit of a push. So if they start turning back thinking this is too much, you're thinking, no, everything's fine. We got your back, so to speak, and then they can succeed on their own.
Yeah,
take care of that.
Most individuals, Bruce, I'll share with you, a lot of people get complacent and they get comfortable. I like to use the term, we need to be happy and we need to be content, but we can never get complacent and think we don't have opportunities to grow. And so one of the things we do is we challenge individuals to stretch themselves. Because we're like rubber bands, it's like you stretch it, it's a little hard. You stretch it again, it's easier. You keep stretching it, and pretty soon it's pretty easy. But you have to understand where people are at, and you can't stretch them too fast, too far, or they're going to snap. And that's one of the things that we offer at Express is to gradually help individuals grow and move into a job career and get them going. And pretty soon it's like, okay, now they're moving on their own.
And once they kind of get in that routine or pick up that skill, it builds to a next level of another skill, and they can see their growth that happens that way too. If people want to find out more about the collaborative you're doing with the Urban League, or maybe get involved with getting a job through Express Employment Professionals, how can they do that?
Our website, www.expresspros.com/LorraineOH. Visit us 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or always give us a call, 440-723-2882.
Say hi to Frank the next time you see him. I haven't talked to him for a while.
Frank, I will say hi to Frank.
At the Urban League. Chad Groot from Express Employment Professionals, our job genius, this morning on WEOL.